Good morning, fellow listeners. Today, we have a very important message to you all. Today, we are going to be talking about the Hellenistic era and Alexander the Great. Oh, wait, I mean great. We have some special guests today, and they are the professionals. Our first speaker is Seamus Collins, and he is going to be talking about Alexander the Great. Seamus, take the floor.
So Alexander took his father's throne after his father was assassinated when he was 20 years old. Alexander was honored his father and he wanted to finish the work his father started. He wanted to make his father proud.
So, how was Alexander going to make his father proud? What was his father's plan?
I was going to get there. Alexander went to conquer the Persian Empire and he succeeded. He also went out and conquered every nation all the way to India. But he wanted more. He wanted to conquer more, but his army was too tired. He cared very much about his army, and they went home to rest.
So, his army was his prized possession?
I guess it's something like that.
So what happened after he died?
The Hellenistic era started after he died, which was about 323 BCE.
Okay, and what happened in the Hellenistic era?
I think Emma can help you out with this one.
Okay, great.
Hey, so the Hellenistic period started in 323 to 146 BCE, and the Hellenistic period is the period where art and power has expanded in the Middle Eastern area. It was the spark of prosperity, the progress in art, exploration, literature, theater, architecture, music, mathematics, philosophy, and science.
It is also considered a period of transition compared to the Enlightenment of Greece.
Sebastian, it's my turn.
No, let's both do it.
Ugh, fine.
So Hellenistic art is richly diverse. For the first time in history, there were libraries and museums. In these museums, there were lots of artwork and books by many different popular artists. During the Hellenistic era, many Greeks were able to accomplish many things. For example, the library in Alexandria became well known due to its tremendous size, with more than 500,000 scrolls. It became home to poets, writers, philosophers, and scientists. The library encouraged the study of literature and language. People spent a great deal of money on pieces of literature, but unfortunately, these pieces of literature did not survive.
The Hellenistic era ended in 31 BCE, the same day of the Battle of Actium. Octavian later became the Emperor Augustus and defeated Mark Antony's fleet, and conquestly ended Ptolemaic rule.
The Ptolemies were the last Hellenistic dynasty to fall to Rome.
Aw, that's unfortunate. But that's all the time we have today. I hope you learned a lot of great things. Oh wait, sorry, bad habit. See you next time.
Make sure to tune in next time.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Hey, so the Hellenistic period started in 323 to 146 BCE, and the Hellenistic period is the period where art and power has expanded in the Middle Eastern area. It was the spark of prosperity and progress in art, exploration, literature, theater, architecture, music, mathematics, philosophy, and science.
It is also considered a period of transition compared to the Enlightenment of Greece.
Sebastian, it's my turn.
No, let's both do it.
Ugh, fine.
So the Hellenistic art is richly deserved. For the first time in history, there were libraries and museums. In these museums, there were lots of artwork and books by many different popular artists.
But unfortunately, the Hellenistic era ended in 31 BCE. The same day of the Battle of Actium. Octavian later became the Emperor Augustus and defeated Mark Antony's fleet and conquestly ended the Ptolemaic rule.
The Ptolemies were the last Hellenistic dynasty to fall to Rome.
Now it's time for the Hellenistic era quiz. Question number one. How old was Alexander when his father died? A, 10 years old, B, 6 years old, C, 21 years old, or D,
20 years old. If you pick the letter D, you are correct. Question number 2. What was the name of the most famous library? A. Alex. B. Alexandria. C. Hellenistic Library. Or D. Hellenistic Era. If you pick B, you are correct. The most famous library was Alexandria. When did the Hellenistic era begin? A. After Alexander's father died. B. After Alexander's mother died. C. After Alexander died. Or D. After his brother died. If you pick C, you are correct. The Hellenistic era began after Alexander died. Thank you. Have fun.